Case number 13. Monk asked of Pa Ling, where is the school of Kanadeva? Pa Ling said, piling of snow in a silver bowl. What is school of Kanadeva? Pa Ling said, piling of snow in a silver bowl. Kanadeva was 15th patriarch. As the Nagarjuna, one of the Nagarjuna's disciples, Nagarjuna was 14th patriarch. 14th patriarch. Kanadeva used to be outsider of Buddhism. But since he met the Nagarjuna, he converted to a Buddhist. So it is said that he was pretty sharp and he never lost debate. The whatever discussed. So in commentary, in the doctrinal disputes in India, holds a red flag in his hand while the loser turns his clothes inside out, departs to side door. They sort of cut them. When they discuss before they disputed on some aspect of Buddhism, they hit the bell and call the old monks together and started to debate. But at this time, Kanadeva knew that the Buddhist teaching was in trouble, so he made use of his supernatural powers to send the bell tower and ring the bell, for he wanted to drive out the heretics, because at that time, in Kanadeva's day, the heretics pounded the bell and drum in the Buddhist community, temple in Perth. So they couldn't use the bells and drums, just like Second World War in Japan, the government impounded the bells and the drums. Bell and small, this kind of bell or big bell, made by the metal, anyway, is pounded. All bells, or national treasure, whatever it is. And we couldn't use it at all. So that was really troublesome for Japan during the Second World War. But some of them were found after the Second World War. The barbies and the fields were the mountain system. One of the traders in a monastery, big bell was found in the bottom of the mountain by chance. Somebody found. So at that time, Kanadeva anyway used his natural powers, the supernatural powers, and sent the bell towers and hit the bell to call the old monks together. And And soon, one of the heretics called out in the, after that, but the Anandeva discussed soon one of the heretics called out, who is up in the tower ringing the bell? Kanadeva said, a deva. Deva means Kanadeva. The heretic asked, who is the deva? Kanadeva said, I. The heretic said, who is I? Kanadeva said, a few sentences missed. The heretic said, who is I? Kanadeva said, I is you. And the heretic says, who is you? Kanadeva says, you is a dog. The heretic asked, who is the dog? Kanadeva said, the dog is you. After seven go rounds like this, the heretic realized he was beaten. So he is a militant himself, opened the door of the bell tower, whereupon Kanadeva came down from the tower holding a red flag. Heretic said, why do you not follow? That means, why do you not follow me? Why do you not follow the regulation discipline, etc. Kanadeva said, why do you not proceed? Whatever disciplines and regulations, and certain principles we have, it is important, but sometimes we are completely stuck there. We cannot proceed anymore. So why do you not proceed by anything that you cannot stop? You cannot be stagnant anyway. So whatever happens, we have to proceed from moment to moment, day by day. So why do you not? Why do you not proceed? The heretic says, you are knave. K-N-A-V-E. You are funny boys. And the Kanadeva says, you are freeman. It's such a kind of just catching all that's going on. It is said Kanadeva was really great debate. Debater, never lost, debating. So Kanadeva said, Dave means I. The heretic asked, who is Dave? Kanadeva said, I. The heretic said, who is I? Kanadeva said, I is you, because you and I are temporal concept, we say. Without this concept formulation, we cannot understand anything at all. So we have to have certain formulations which is different from each other. But basically, broaden the scope of human understanding, realizing the that is the vastness of existence in which you and I exist simultaneously in peace and harmony. So that's why who is you. Who is you? You is a dog. What dog and I? Dog and you, temporal discrimination, provisional being, but basically are the same. So, that's why you say you is a dog. A dog is not always being like the human being should constantly give a kindness to him. At that time, you become an animal lover. A dog is not your dog. At that time, dog becomes pet. If dog becomes a pet, then dog is not a being, and dog is a sort of a toy for human beings. The toy is very fun for human beings. You can call it toy, it's wonderful, but if whatever it is, become a toy and the four others, that also creates something extra. shirt and dog and cat and cutting hair and that. It's a new farm, but it's just like a toy. It's not the dog. I've seen Japanese, so how fantasy is etymologically is very interesting. Structure of Japanese. We say I like a dog. And this is the English. Of course in Japanese we say I like dog. But usually we don't say I like a dog. I dog like object is not an object, or dog is not an object, or a verb. The object becomes a subject. Name subject. The dog is actually an object, but the object is not an object. That is a secondary subject. It means exactly the same as the subject. So I'm dog, but the grammatically it doesn't make sense, even in Japanese. But we use it also in the conversation. I dog like. We don't have any doubt. That's funny. Okay. Often in the offer kind of Dave would respond to questions like this using his unobstructed powers of argument to overcome heretics, who would therefore submit at that time the analog Kanadeva with all the red flag in his hand, and the one who had been defeated would stand beneath the flag. Among the heretics, to have their hands cut was generally the punishment to expiate the fault, or defeating argument if you lost. Well, maybe I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe the punishment is the one thing is cut off. With a knife, so to have the hand cut was generally the punishment to expiate the fault, but at this time Kanadeva put a stop to this. He only required his defeated adversary to shave off the hair and enter the good path. Instead of cutting off the fingers, anyway, he asked him if he could shave the head and thus become Buddhist. Therefore, the school of Kanadeva flourished greatly later on. Su To uses these facts to versify this. That's why Kanadeva's teaching was really flourished greatly at those days. That's why here is the question come up, what is the school of Kanadeva? And Pauline says, the pattern of snow in a silver bowl. Well, the, in other words, Pauline always was using the word to discuss the baby. On Samadhi of the Buddhism, but the word is very important for us. Our word is not something extra apart from the truth. Without the word, we can't understand the truth. The other day, I read the article written by Brother David, I met before in San Francisco, was 10 years old. He was one of Christian monks. He was, he died in the 80s in Asia. Good. Trust. 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 Brother David was then lived in New York. Yes, he's on a group, a small group. And he's very open. He's very open to Buddhism and any kind of religion. I met him in San Francisco 10 years ago, almost. He used to be in the South Island, practiced with us. And maybe you can see the film from Tata film, the San Francisco one of the San Francisco broadcasts that took a picture and made a film. I don't know the title. In that film he was there, discussing with the one of us today. You can see he lost the ankles when he is understanding of Christianity. That's the article it was. It's a famous, but still really Christian sense, pure sense. Explaining about the God, the Word, creation, and silence, and also regulation. According to the Bible, Old Testament anyway, there was a Word in the beginning, to begin with. So the Word, according to his understanding, the Word is nothing but God's creation. And also the God creation is nothing but Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ and the Word you have to completely depend on, but they are nothing but the way to reach the God itself, in other words, the Word. Jesus teaches us the way. He said the way. The way means the fingers pointing up will move. So the Word is nothing but the God creation, and the Word in the Word lead you to reach the silence. Because in the world, you cannot see anything at all. So very naturally, you become silent. That is understanding there. So silence is not to me silence, not because it's words. But if you use a word, you become silent. But that silence is merely pointing out the God himself. Well, that is his understanding of still very firm. Thought of the God in you and the Jesus Christ in the relationship between the Jesus and God in you as it is a word. Silence and God himself. Still there is some gap between. So very naturally there is very strong. You need the very strong practice of prayer. Without prayer you cannot break the word. You cannot break the silence. The silence is not always silence. So if you always try to use the word and they understand of God himself, you cannot. Finally, you become silent. But you cannot stay in the silence of it. So, because you have to know God, God himself. So how? This is a prayer. It's great prayer, strong prayer, day by day. And then you can really experience regulation. Kanadeva uses a lot of the words, but in order to discuss some of the Buddhist world, he says that Dogen Zen says the cutting off the some aspect of Buddhist teaching in the world is word, the word itself, what it means. The real Buddhist teaching, teaching is always word, but the real teaching is not the word, because it is the life itself. So if your life becomes life as it is, then what it is, nothing you have to say particularly in the word. So then naturally, it's a true life that is complete, kind of the life, meaning of life in a word. But that means really life is alive, life is real alive. To let the life alive, to be alive is really speaking something in Buddhism. Speaking with the body and mind and the words. So, in the realm of things, there are lots of words, whatever you say, you can always keep silent. So there is nothing to say if you see real life itself, nothing to say. If you understand deeply, nothing to say, but you can always stay with it. So even though there is nothing, but you have to say sometimes. You have to say means not in a word. You have to say about life with your words, but so with your words and bodies and mind. Okay? This is so whatever you say. Well, in the realm of science, there is a complete freedom to say about life, whatever you say, in the world. In the world, in the body, with the body, with the mouth, with the mind. So that's why Dogen Zen said to cut out the some aspect of the teaching in the world is exactly the word itself. So the word is really important. If you say moon, immediately the word moon is the moon itself, not the moon some other place. So we have to see that real moon right in the middle of the word, which is that nothing to say, but behind the word there is the really embodiment of existence, extending things everywhere. We cannot say anything about it, but it's very true. So, work is very important stuff. That's why in Buddhism, there are a lot of scriptures, particularly in Zen Buddhism, a lot of these scriptures. So, Pauline said the piling of snow in a silver bowl means that is really the truth. In the vastness of existence, there are lots of beings exist. Flowers, trees, birds, but between the birds and flowers, and between the birds and the human beings and the truth, the vastness of existence, there is no particular gap between, but they are not two, but they are one, but they are not one, they are two. So this answer comes from the sound of, but the sound of pure mirror awareness is composed by six lords and masters. He said, feeding a silver ball with snow, hiding a heron in the moonlight. When you array them, they are not the same. When you array them, they are not the same. When you mix them, you know where they are. The meaning is not in the words that this means, but the meaning is not in the words, yet it responds to the inquiring impulse you have to. Anyway, show, you have to say something. You can't always say, place the something here. Nothing to say anything. But you can't say with something always. What something is the one of the two. That two, not noble truth. So, if you say so, even though it's the truth, but you cannot say the truth. The meaning is not in the words that this means, but the meaning is not in the words, yet it responds to the inquiring impulse you have to. Anyway, show, you have to say something. You can't always say, for instance, something is nothing to say anything, but you can't say yourself of what something is the one of the two, the two, not noble truth. So, if you say so, even though it is the truth, you cannot say the truth. You know, you cannot say truth is the truth of the something. If you stay with it, that means that you really enjoy with it, live it, the midst of the mess. You and suffering, the truth of suffering, because they're one, so they mix. If you mix, your life becomes, your life burned out. So on the other hand, you can't ignore the suffering because suffering is the truth. So if you ignore, your life is frozen. It's just like a dead tree. But it doesn't make sense. So you cannot touch it, you cannot keep away from it. That's pretty hard. So that's why he said when you are with them, they are not the same. Just like feeling a silver ball with the snow. There is no discrimination between it is exactly the same, but it's not the same. They are two different beings there. When you mix them, you know where they are. Exactly, they are two different human beings. If you try to guess, well, exactly, they are two. So the meaning is not in the words, exactly not in the words. You say God is in us, or we are in God, no matter how long you say so. The real meaning is not in the word, not in the word. That's why practically you have to experience the God himself through the prayer. That experience is the cause of revelation. That is, there are lots of mysteries. Mysterious between in the relation between God and you, right? If you are excited, it becomes pitiful. So if you open your eyes, because human life is really fun. So, if you open your eyes, really, you are involved in human life completely, becomes a pitiful thing. It's too much. But on the other hand, if you miss it, you fall into this prospective hesitation, if you shut your eyes, shut yourself off, close your eyes, and completely shut yourself off from a human life, human society, also you become isolated. So you cannot exist in this world as a human being. So, turning away and testing our what's wrong, you cannot say turning away or touching. If you touch it, your life is burnt. If you turn away, well, your life is completely frozen. Frozen doesn't work. Of course, it's warm in the sense, but it's very difficult to find. Frozen means to live. Frozen means to live with all sentient beings in peace in hand. And this is a life, human life. If you want to live just by yourself, ignoring others' lives, that's fine. But the after you can do. So, real life, understanding the human life deeply, that is very helpful for us, because to live is to figure out the way how to live in peace in him with all sentient beings. That's why if you exactly excited, it becomes pitiful. If you miss it, you fall into this retrospective hesitation, turning away and touching the above long. So, for it is like a mud fire, spirit mud fire, if you touch it here. Just to depict in the ritual form is to relegate it to the violent what it says. The pointer says the clouds and clouds are frozen over the great plains. But the whole world is not hidden. Clouds are frozen over the great plains. That means the truth is penetrating every inch of the human world, wherever you may go, just like a year. That is a cloud. That is a truth. Nature, regional nature of existence. Clouds are frozen over the great plains, but the whole world is not hidden. So wherever you may go, this is really true. Nothing to hide. Nothing to hide. Behind this truth, where you may go, wherever you are, this is the truth. So when snow covers the white flowers, it's hard to distinguish the outline. Outline means, in this case, in the original text, it says, Jin, exactly, Jin means auspicious omen. Auspicious omen is something invisible, you cannot see, but it's there. Yes, that's Jin. And, Seki means trace, form, presence, the presence of form. So that is, he translated the outline. So, so when the snow covers, it's just like a snow covers the white flowers, it is hard to distinguish whether the what is the snow and what is the white flowers. It's very difficult to say. It is just like an auspicious omen, because we cannot see. We cannot see the vastness of existence, original nature of existence, supporting those two beings and to live, but to let them live in peace and harmony. We cannot see. It is just like an auspicious omen. But we don't, even though we can't see, but it's there. have the perfect form. It's just like being. Being is a form. Being has of its own form. That's why white flowers there. If you try to mix, you have two different beings there, you can see. So white flowers and also snow there. Well, I told you maybe before, if you say a being, being is nothing but, don't say a form, nothing but something formed in time process. For instance, if you drop a dew into the ocean, what is wind turn quill, at the very moment a drop of dew touches the ocean, immediately the function of both beings are interconnected simultaneously to live together in peace and harmony. But simultaneously, at the first next moment, immediately that interconnection of dew and ocean creates a form. Ripple. That ripple is so called a being. We can see whatever, trees, birds, microphones, the events, the mind, or creatures from other planets, whatever you say. Visible, invisible. You can see, you can talk, all of beings. That being, we are always talking about beings, but they are nothing but the ripple. After a drop of dew touches in the ocean, that is, we are always talking about, we are always interested in, that's ripple, those ripples. Immediately one form, one ripple come up. At the first moment, right after the dew touches the ocean, that is so called getting up in the morning. Next moment, well, you have to go to work, that is second ripple, between the first ripple and the second ripple. You can create countless number of ripples because you are interested in ripples. But ripples is already something you understand. So you can't, always understand exactly. So obviously you stumble over. So you create a lot of ripples between the first ripple and the second ripple. And consciously, intricately we create. Sometimes you can go to second ripple, sometimes we can't. Even though we know second ripple there, we have to go. In fact, we know, but sometimes we can't. Because we create too many ripples. And influencing, helping you and influencing others, and simultaneously, not only your confusion, many people's more or less interrupted or helped sometimes. So that is a human life. It's human life. So what are they? Where are they? A human substance, whatever it is, all kinds of ripples are going on constantly in the ocean and also melted into the ocean, so called mystic. So we are born in the mystic of ocean, and we are going to mystic ocean. So we return to
you have to come from the mental emotions to independent mental emotions. This is a better portrait picture of human being, human world. But what we have to do is we have to understand the very moment or vital point. When I'm talking new types of ocean, in other words, before it was arrived, before it arrived, that is a vital point we have to take into account. We have to understand that. Well, that vital point is religiously some kind of called God, or sometimes we say Dharma nature, or sometimes we say Buddha nature. Well, Japanese people use the kokoro, the mind, but this mind is a heart and mind. But anyway, we can use a lot of terms. But that is nothing but the vital point before ripples are formed. Well, that is a point we have to understand it. And also, it is just to understand psychologically that is a mysticism. Or of course, it works. Mysticism is union of the God, divinity, and human beings, of course. But still, there is a gap to call mysticism because you can see something. Still, you understand the relationship between the divinity and the human being, and also, still, you understand psychologically, mentally. What the divinity is, what the God is, and Buddhism is real different. So you see, Buddhism is mysticism, but you cannot. You should be free from mysticism because you must be vital point. You must be constantly in the vital point. That is our task. Kantara is exactly that. Before rituals are formed, that is a skandhara. But you don't see it. You just don't find it. It's a skandhara. Skandhara is not the praying with the ripples you can see. We are all handed the ripples to cause that then those concentrations, whatever it is, enlightenment, illusion. So skandhara is to let you be exactly. At the vital point, in the vital point of consciousness. That is the basic teaching of Shikantara. So if you touch it, that is just like a great fire you burn up, because if you, the drop of dew touches the ocean simultaneously, it creates a form. So you don't know when, where you are. So all you can do is always to chase out the ripples, because ripples are something very conspicuous for us. But the very moment, the vital point is, you really touch the ocean, and the, before ripples arise, we don't know. So all you have to do is just to do with the body. And if you do something with the body, then there must be a mind. The mind and body must be there. The next moment, simultaneously. Not next moment, simultaneously. Okay, come on, a rebel. That's why it's very difficult to know. So constantly we have to return to, anyway, center. Constantly return to center. This is nothing but the activity, the process itself, the active process you have to do with the body. So your body must be in vital point. So that's what we say, you are vital point. In other words, you are Buddha. You are Buddha. But if you don't know, if you understand Buddha in a little distance, you create a certain teaching, so-called mystery. This is it.
But we Buddhist means also mysticism, but it is not real what Buddhists are teaching. We have to do that. So that's why it is hard to distinguish the outline. It's cold, it's as cold as snow and ice. So, well, that is really cold. If you really, well, it's hard to know, you don't know what it is. Because it's cold. So you simply can't perceive with your feeling. But you know with the wisdom you will do, you can do. If you continue to do the same anyway, you can know. So, or if you really ignore this vital point, your life is more than I told you before. It's really cold. Even though you want to live, you want to be survived in this world, ignoring this, you can't. So life is very strict in a sense. So life is warm, but sometimes life is completely cold. The it of fitness is as fine as life powder. So that's the vital point. It's the moment when a dewdrop touches the oceans that become one, functioning, interrelatedness. That time, that fitness is as fine as rice powder. Rice powder is very, texture is very smooth, just like a baby powder. It's like a baby powder, it's very smooth. That means really helping. Wherever you may go, this vital point blasting to the ocean, the existence really helps. Human life. Just this texture of baby powder. Very smooth. Very smoothly helping constantly. But our feeling or understanding cannot accept this. So its fitness is as fine as rice powder. Its depths are hard for even a Buddhist eye to peer into. That is very deep. Vital point is very deep. Because that is a foundation, essential of portrait, pictures of you, where you are, what you are. That is how you do excellence. But you don't see, because we are always playing with the work. That is how you do excellence. And you don't see, because we are always praying with a ripple. So that is pretty, but even though you don't see, but you can be there with your body. If you follow the then exactly according to the teaching, you can do. So that is really deep. It's really depths are hard for even a Buddhist eye to peer into. Its secrets are impossible for demons and outsiders to fathom. You can imagine how deep it is. What it is, you can do it. Even the computer, you can do it. Well, even though computer, maybe modern civilization can make a human being. In the future, maybe so, but I don't know. Human brain is very fantastic, more than a computer. It's very many kinds of nerves, tons of number of nerves, anywhere working dynamically. It's very difficult to understand the real machine. Sooner or later we can be, but I don't know. It is exactly a human being or not. It's really deep. Even though you make a human being with by the modern civilization exactly, I don't know whether his function is exactly the same as human function as a monk. It is different because it's very deep. Okay. So leaving aside understanding free when one is raised for the moment, and leaving aside understanding free when one is raised means if you see one, immediately you can see the three simultaneously through the one. Most of the things you don't. If you see one, maybe you can understand one. Or most of the things if you see one, can you see one? Can you see anything? But actually you have to, so when you see one, you have to see the three means, something more than one. That is really sharp. That's a spiritual sharp. Spiritually, it's sharp. But anyway, leaving aside understanding free, understanding free when one is raising his head. But anyway, leaving aside whoever you are a sharp person or you are not a sharp person. Anyway, leaving aside. For the moment, until he cuts off the tongues of everyone on earth, still he cuts off. There is no discrimination. So whether you are a sharp person or not, it doesn't matter. But still, you can be a person who cut off the tongue of everyone on earth. That means you constantly, you are constantly to death. And invite upon before ripples arise at that time you can wake up. Tell me whose business it is. Whose business? It is a fool's business. It's not the only sharp person's business. It is not the monk's business. It is human being's business. It is. And also, not only human being, it is a tree's bird. So to take eyesight is luck. Says in his verse, all the Shin Kai, all Shin Kai is truly something else. Shin Kai is the name of temple where you are. So all Shin Kai means praising him, how great Parin is. All Shin Kai is truly something else. He is really something else, not a usual person, not a usual person, something more than that. So he knows how to say piling up snow in a silver bowl. He knows how to say it. There is nothing to say about vital points before ripples arises because it is a fact. But you can be there. So you can know how to say about it. But if you say that is a vital point, or then you say speaking it is a God, it becomes silent. Because God is already ripple, so you can say. Real God is vital point itself before ripples of the called God arises. That is the vital point. You can be there. If you can be there constantly, you can say how to say, you can know how to say, what to say about it. That is the chantal constantly you have to do. It's not a different process in your daily life, but the chantal is the inward best simple process for us. So if you know how to say piling up snow in a silver bowl, the 1996 each must know for themselves, the 96 each in 96 it is that there are 96 kinds of heretic teachings, heretical teachings there in those days. But 96 is the amount to know for themselves anyway. It's not the playing with a little, the so-called 96, so-called Buddhism or Christianity or Judaism, itself. We are always playing with a little. So we should know, where we are, from where we come, from where our little comes. You don't need to know that. Otherwise, we cannot find any, or we cannot find any better way to live the peace and harmony in the world. Because using the common sense of always, we are living in the little, playing in the little. So, the 96 each must know for themselves. If you don't know, then ask the moon in the sky. If you don't know, what you ask the moon in the sky. Well, that means shut up yourself. People must shut themselves, go outside in the sky and ask the moon. Even though moon doesn't, you say the intellect is, how can I get an answer from the moon? Shut up, anyway, shut up. Just go out and ask the moon about it. That is, regardless whether you can get answer from the moon or not, if you do this, that really is really something wonderful, giving the expression there. Instead of poetry, in a certain narrow space, or go a certain ripple, you can catch it. That is a very common state of human life. So, that's why he said, if you don't know, then ask the moon in the sky. The school of Kanadevas school. That means, well, why don't you call the Kanadevas? When you should go out and see the moon and in the sky and cold, Kanadevas, at that time, whole universe becomes Kanadevas. Means, why don't you look at the snow, the normal moon in the sky? Why don't you call the moon, hey, moon? At that time, you become a moon. Anyway, you become moon. Now, instead of becoming a certain ripple, that's really the fishing air. So that fish air doesn't stay for long. That's what you don't know. But your consciousness is always now fish air. But your consciousness is always play with the little. The little is always create something by you. That's why you are interested in. But the fish air is just a wind, just like a wind. But it really works, really works. So, if you go to the school of Kanadeva school, beneath the red flag arose the pure wind. Beneath the red flag means that is really the wind that debate. And telling the red flag. Beneath the red flag, what is there? That's just the fresh air. It's a wind. Nothing particular. Because it's not a ripple. It is something before it arises. So that's why it is the arousal of the pure wind. It's a pure wind. Pure wind is all the stuff. Going the big field. Let's imagine the tennis there. Big field of tennis. The wind just blows. That time tennis lights are put off by the wind, but after the wind leaves and the wind come up again. That is very fisher. That is fisher. That is the vital point you can do. Currently you can be. So in Zazen Chantan, you always be there. That means very fisher. Fisher. But if you are the struggle for breath, when you cannot get the share, you become a choke, you know, stay hard. So in constantly we have to return to the center for rest of the life. That is very touching here, but we don't know exactly, but we must be in the pure, in wind. Then we can get the share. So that is, anyway, beneath the red flag, arises the pure wind. Okay. Do you have a question?
Something like what you said, that you talked about riding a horse, and you said beneath the man there was no horse, above the horse there was no man. Is it something like that?
Right. So, form of a horse, the form of rider, from one return to the other. By the point that time, we can say no hold beneath a person, no person above the hold, because that's before you go around it. If you always ride the horse, the after it arises, so you're really attached to the hold, or you're really attached to the human. So you become nervous sometimes, and you try to control object. That time, well, sometimes a hole doesn't follow you. So not control, but you have to a little bit read the hole, but you cannot control by your intensive sense. I don't know, but through the past, we can really know this. Hole. And the person will return to vital point and work. This is a total portrait of three who is a person who rides the horse in peace. You know? I always tell you, mountain climb. Always there is a few mountains in you, but if you become a great mountain climber, mountains is now mountains. Mountains is exactly your life. Because mountains is this year, gives you a lot of things what you have never known before. So hard work or not hard work, it doesn't matter for you. All you can do is just work on mountains, just climb the mountains constantly. That is, you enjoy it very much. You feel your life worth living with, because you can feel that, you can feel worth living means, you can feel your life, what living means. It's exactly your life, but exactly mountains life. That's how you feel your life worth living. That life worth living is really working, you know. Not only with you, with other beings, trees, birds,
Yes, it's that. That time, that day, you can really feel. That is what it's called to feel your life was living. But if you always separate, monk is there, I am here, climbing, that day hard. So always there is a gap. That is hunting the ripples, so always. Of course, the ripples are important, but main point we have to know is, by the point, this is the basis where you must be. Then we can really handle the ripple, mountains, but we usually use the ripples in the realm of ripples, in the ripples world, not in the vital point, before ripples arise. That's the thing called. Okay? So if you practice the force, then you have to constantly practice again, day by day, practice, nothing else. Because force is not something different from you. Force must be one until it becomes one with you. That is oneness means that you who becomes to the vital point. Then force really works with you. So, sport is no longer there, something to go on sport, but life itself, your life. So you can say, sport is my life. But why you can say, sport is my life, your life is in sport, sport is in your life. This is the discussion that actually you have to do constantly, practice. Recently, I was thinking about this. So, where's the lecture? Recently. What do you think about this third lecture? What do you keep continuing? You want to keep accepted? Or if you don't, I can change if you mean so. That's the kind of lecture. Maybe, more general, by using the general topic, and the topic of the general Buddhist, and open everybody as a sender, without using the scripture. I think it's what you feel. What to know.
What do you mean by sender?
Sender.
What do you mean by sender?
Well, sender is open. Tenna is open to everybody. And maybe you can charge a little bit from non-members.
Every Wednesday night?
Every Wednesday night, for such a period of time. For 8 weeks, they said. And then, next 8 weeks, or 6 weeks, you can change the topic.
And
this is
the Monday night lecture?
Well, Monday, he will do instead of a Monday, maybe that then it becomes, it comes to the list. And then if you want to have something more, well, you have another idea. It's a discussion. You can bring up any question and discuss. You got it. Human problem. What are your problems? What's your problem? And Buddhism?
What is it?
Do
that. What do you
want to do? Well, I want to ask you.
Well, I like a chance to hear you go into depth with the scriptures. It seems like Saturday is general.
Well, this kind of things. So maybe I can use the speaking itself. And also sometimes training. I can concentrate on one critic for 2 months. That's helpful for us. But on Wednesday, regular practice is completely open to everybody.
So you're considering that people who are not so regular visitors, etc.
And for everyone.
For you.
The idea being the topics would be more identified?
Yeah, topically, because there's certainly a topic from their voice.
Yeah, I think I would mention.
For a certain period of time, not the 6 week or 8 weeks, like that. Maybe we can charge a little bit. But well, not many.
Why are you thinking of this thing?
Well, my being is because not many people here. Wednesday, people don't come.
I'm ready to come,
huh? Yes, Wednesday.
But they can't bring them all to the death of future, it's like it's killing.
Oh, sure. But I don't mean that I don't mean that I don't want to give myself out there. I can do it. But I am thinking about the situation. Is there some reason why the people don't want to come?
And you should ask me afterwards. Did you meet one son that you just have one lecture during the week?
Saturday is completely one TV lecture here, open. One lecture. Every week. Saturday morning. It's a regular lecture.
Then it's a seminar that you're going to do. Yeah. That would be moved to Wednesday?
Yeah, moved to Wednesday. And,
maybe continuous.
Yeah, continuous. Continuous is for a certain period of time. A week, and next day, very, very good. Continuous. But think of it, okay?
I know when there's 2 nights a week that there's lectures, like you have that introduction to Buddhism, I would have thought I started coming on Monday and still wanted to come on Wednesday. And couldn't do it.
Yeah, three lessons Monday and Wednesday or something. Too much. Yeah. I thought so. Actually. That's why I'm thinking it a little bit.
We usually do have more people in the winter, don't we? Usually it's full of more.
Oh, we usually
have. Yeah, and then in the summer it gets thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of, well, I know that from the book I am at times confused as to what you are talking about. I mean, I might be able to pick up on some individual things that you say, but the overall topic I'm usually somewhat not clear as to what your subject is. And that does make it, I think, more difficult for me to gain something from the lecture. So that you did have identified topics and developed it just so we had a clear idea of where we were going, I think it would be of assistance, yeah.
Yeah. I thought recently, this is too difficult to use. Maybe in San Francisco it's fine. Well, some feeling different, you know, when I talk to you in the visit in San Francisco. Because maybe people understand. Even though they don't say. But maybe it's too difficult for you. Well, I want to continue to do this, just to increase the particular training or
maybe this doesn't make too much sense, but it could be the way people have to sit during lectures. However, in San Francisco, they all sort of sit in rather somewhat of a circle, all facing the ocean. And I know I have trouble with that. But, I don't know if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I'm not comparing this. I don't mean that. I don't mean this since there is something that is better than the here. I don't mean this. But we have to understand audience without audience. No matter how long I give a lecture, you know, sometimes it doesn't make sense. But, well, in a sense, you should continue to listen even though you don't understand. This is very good for you for a long range. That's why I try.
I don't think people not coming recently have anything to do with the election.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But not with the election.
Yeah.
It might be. Might help to shorten them.
That's a good idea.
Now we're 9-3.
So that's the one. I was suggested by the student he said to me, Americans can concentrate on your lecture, listening to your lecture, for 40 minutes. More than 40 minutes, you cannot concentrate on.
So that is the limitation of concentration. Yes. Oh, yes. By time. Always more than 40 minutes.
Well, my comment about it seeming unusual is sort of related to Ron. I mean, you've talked from Chris Susan and for us. Deep tech for several years. But usually in the winter time, we have a lot of people. I don't know, maybe there is some reason other than your talk that accounts for fewer. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I was just a cop in the left, so I didn't have a chance to listen to your feet, your heart. So, I don't know. What you are thinking? About breaking, or about this class, or this like lecture? That's what I want. I said, anyway, please think of it. Okay. I'm weak, you want to continue there.
Negado.